You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer, and I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. We're going through all 32 teams, breaking down the key questions surrounding these teams for fantasy football. We're almost to the end, and we're at the end of the AFC South. That leaves the AFC West teams, a very exciting division, left after we do today's show on the Titans. So the Titans get the spotlight here. We're going to explore three questions surrounding quarterback, their running back situation, and their wide receiver core. That's how we've been doing it for all the teams. And giving you an idea of what we're thinking here as we set the table for the preseason and what you should be thinking about as you prepare for your 2022 fantasy football drafts here. So Titans are going to be an interesting team for sure with some good fantasy football assets, but the question is, where do you want to target these players? And we will get into answering some of that here on the show. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. We're free and available to you on all platforms. All right, let us dive right into our first question with the Titans here. Is Ryan Tannehill done as a viable quarterback one here in fantasy football? I think the answer is probably yes. I mean, the way things are going right now, Tannehill's had a few great seasons here with the Titans and fit in this offense well. He's played his best reality football, got a big contract. We hadn't seen him have this relevance, the same type of relevance that he did in Miami. He's had a lot more here, and he's been impactful on his second team. The offense has been well tailored to him there. Arthur Smith was a big part of what he's doing. The Titans kind of keep up that system, the run-heavy approach there, using the bootlegs, using his athleticism to move and throw downfield. And also, he's opened up a little bit as a runner to provide some stats that way, especially in the scoring arena here for Ryan Tannehill. But the fade kind of happened a little bit last year. There's a reason that they wanted to look at Malik Willis. And Malik Willis was looked at out of Liberty as a potential first-round pick. All these quarterbacks kind of fell, with the exception of Kenny Pickett. So we had Malik Willis and Desmond Ridder and Matt Corral. They were all in the conversation at one point to be first-rounders. Now they're in interesting situations. Matt Corral in that cloudy Panthers quarterback situation behind Baker Mayfield, and Sam Darnold, Desmond Ridder standing by behind Marcus Mariota. So Willis along those same lines. I mean, I think the Titans have seen Ryan Tannehill. They've seen what they can do with him. They've been a playoff team, won this division multiple times. But to push more in the playoffs, I think they realize they need a higher ceiling at quarterback. I mean, you look at the quarterbacks in the AFC, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, really the two guys to knock off and try to get to the Super Bowl. Justin Herbert on the brink here with the Chargers. So Ryan Tannehill's not going to get them there in reality and get to where they want to be. So why would they invest too much in him here going forward? So Malik Willis, there is a potential that you could see Malik Willis take over at quarterback. Keep in mind, there hasn't been much behind Ryan Tannehill. Logan Woodside remains the number three quarterback. So, and I don't think the Titans are all that high on Tannehill overall in his upside going forward. So it is really hard to trust him. And you look in where he's kind of ranked right now, it's really questionable. You look at number 21 in the consensus rankings right now, that's behind guys such as Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, Matt Ryan, James Winston. Yeah, so the drop-off has been real for Ryan Tannehill. He's put up some good numbers. Again, he did his best. He actually was a reasonable borderline QB1 last year, finished 13th, believe it or not, even with the fade. The year before was a spike at number 7. So he had a previous finish there in 2014 inside the top 10 with the Dolphins. But 2020, we knew it was going to be hard to duplicate with the 33 passing touchdowns. It didn't happen. The interceptions went up. It was 33-7 ratio. It went up to 21-14. 13 there. So the interceptions went way up. The touchdowns went way down. And we know the rushing TDs helped him for sure. I mean, he had 7 on the ground last year. So keep that in mind. That is very kind of volatile here. To have 7 rushing TDs as a quarterback in consecutive seasons, it just doesn't happen, even with guys that run all the time. So you'll get Tannehill, he's athletic. I don't think you're going to get the production from the ground. And really, it was all about that on the ground, because he only had 266 and 270 rushing yards there to pad his total. And he's not a guy that's going to be big, high volume. He hasn't passed for 4,000 yards or more since 2015. So everything says avoid Ryan Tannehill. You're not going to get any kind of value. There's no upside to taking him as a QB2 with Malik Willis in the wing. So yeah, cut bait on Ryan Tannehill. Almost you can just pass him by the quarterback rankings. There's no reason to take him and expect anything in good return from that. I think the drop-off is real. Again, it might seem a little drastic to drop him 8 spots from 13th, but part of it is not knowing for sure if he's going to hold on the job for the whole season. But things have been trending downward for him quickly in Tennessee after he came on strong there, finished well in 2019, taking over for Marcus Mariota. All right, that is our first key question we've answered, I think, pretty definitively here on whether Ryan Tannehill has any remaining viable fantasy football value for us in 2022. We'll look at the bigger question in the backfield, and that'll be coming up in our next segment. Before we do that, I've got to tell you about an exciting new sponsor here. They are Dave. Level with me. We've all been in a situation at some point in our lives when we're a little tight on cash. Maybe you can only afford to put a few gallons of gas in your tank, or you got another save the date for a wedding and wondering how you're going to afford a gift to go to it. That's where Dave can help. If you're living paycheck to paycheck or struggling to make ends meet, it can be really stressful when unexpected expenses come up. Now, Dave can help you get out of a pinch when you really need it. Hindsight is 20/20 and you can't change the past, but what if you could get a little help from your future self? Maybe you'd ask to borrow a little cash. Well, now you can with Dave. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fill your tank, buy a wedding gift, or just catch them on bills. You can finally tack up those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups. And the best thing is there are no interest or no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch and need some extra help, go ahead and download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now to get in on Dave. That's Dave, D-A-V. That's D-A-V, like the name. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC. Dave, future you will thank you. All right, it is time to continue the show here and continue to break down the 2022 Tennessee Titans and explore their key fantasy football questions here. It's an exciting time here on to break down these teams, and we'll get to all of them. So if you missed a team there, we broke down all the NFC teams, most of the AFC teams already. Check out our archives, and we're exploring all the things that we're seeing before the preseason action and some injuries and other things develop. So we're kind of setting the table for all 32 teams, and we're almost there at the end here as we're completing another division, our penultimate division in the AFC South. All right, let's ask that big question about the Titans' running back situation. Is this the year that the wheels fall off for Derrick Henry? Now, last year, there was some of that, right? He definitely disappointed when he had that big year. He was headed to another monster year to win the rushing title, and then the foot injury came, and that was it. And then we had a piecemeal production from other guys. Now, his ranking hasn't changed all that much. He's still in the top tier with Jonathan Taylor. So Jonathan Taylor, clearly number one. We talked about that when we broke down the Colts. There's no question about it. Taylor, durability, youth, volume, workload, production, offense, everything lines up well for Jonathan Taylor to be number one, unquestioned. So he's in his own tier. But then you follow Derrick Henry into that category with Christian McCaffrey, who's got his shared durability issues. Austin Eckler shot up there quite a bit, partly because of durability issues of McCaffrey. Dalvin Cook, he always good to miss a game. Joe Mixon somehow stayed healthy the entire year, but can he do that again? Najee Harris, really good fresh legs there in year two for the Steelers. And you have Nick Chubb, who has some injury issues as well and missed some games for other reasons. DeAndre Swift, a little bit slight. Aaron Jones trying to battle A.J. Dillon. So these are some of the guys there ranked high at running back. So Derrick Henry definitely has appeal than most of these guys because you know the offense is still going to surround Derrick Henry. But the one thing about him, you have to be careful. The volume has been massive. He's a big back. He's a bruising back. He's a rare specimen. He's just a guy that you don't see in the NFL very often, a massive running back who has explosive speed and incredible power, and it's going to dictate more abuse than he takes. It's just a guy that we know is special. He's the Heisman Trophy winner from Alabama, just very unique in his NFL running style, burst that we've never seen in a man that big in this league. So Henry's had a very good career here, and I think he can keep it up. Now, I'm going to say this with Derrick Henry. I'm not going to avoid him. I'm going to go in on him there. And there are too many questions with the other guys around Derrick Henry. I mean, you know Henry can be a lead winner. He's a guy that can carry your team in a given week. He can explode for 150 yards and a couple scores. He still has that potential. But the one thing you need to keep in mind, again, when you have that workload and you're constantly getting all those touches, you have to hedge your bets. I mean, look at some of the carries. I mean, last year he only played half a season. You lost a lot of that. He had 219, but he was headed to well more than 400 carries. That's insane. When he had 303, 378 the years before playing full seasons here, that's a lot. He's been worn down quite a bit. I mean, early in his career, he had DeMarco Murray, and he didn't get that volume, but now he's getting up there slowly. And just, again, just something to watch here. He's been special in fantasy football, but in the really, in any format, you're not going to get much out of him in the receiving game at all. We know he's been under 20 receptions and under 200 yards for most of his career here. So he's had one year where he had more than 200 yards receiving, but has never hit 20 receptions. But the touchdowns, he's kind of been like the Devontae Adams of running backs. Look at the touchdown totals, 12, 18, 17, 11 over the past 4 years. And keep in mind, that would have said Derrick Henry is probably headed to flirting with another 2,000-yard season with more than 17 touchdowns. Probably was headed to double, well, I should say 20s in the touchdown realm beyond the double digits. So he was headed to special things until everything kind of fell apart with a foot injury. It was interesting while he ran. He was only averaging 4.3 yards per attempt in the games in which he was healthy. So very interesting with Derrick Henry. He is a freak, and he was able to get healthy enough to come back. We'll see what the effectiveness can be here going forward. So that's one thing I wouldn't count. I think he has some of that Adrian Peterson freakish qualities where he would rebound and be just as durable. But just be a little bit wary. Again, you definitely take him as the RB2 right now of choice. It doesn't matter what the format, standard, half-point, full-point PPR. He's just that monster guy that runs so well. And again, he's unparalleled with his usage in the offense. I mean, they're going to still ride it, and part of it that tells you that is Hassan Haskins is the backup, and he's a rookie out of Michigan, a pure power back. They wanted to upgrade that a little bit. Donta Foreman left, and he's now with the Panthers. You still have Dontrell Hilliard in the mix in this backfield, so rounding it out is Trenton Cannon. So there's not a lot there with this backfield. So Hassan Haskins, however, very cheap handcuff. We're going to watch that battle. I know last year it turned into kind of a committee between Foreman and Hilliard, but Foreman was very valuable. More ended up being more valuable than Hilliard. So we're going to watch that number two battle, but right now it looks like it definitely could be Hassan Haskins in that role. And again, power back, they would probably plug and play him. This offensive line is still pretty good. Here we saw the production. You could get something from that Foreman-Hilliard split. I would expect it to be a Haskins-Hilliard split, but you may have to make sure that you have some kind of handcuff situation with the HHH Triple H club here between Henry Haskins and Hilliard. They're not exactly Hunter Hearst Helmsley, but when you look at these guys, I mean, it's the H's have it here. Protect your investment in Derrick Henry. Again, it's a cheap handcuff. You can get Hassan Haskins way down there. You can get him in the 80s at running back. Would you do that? Yeah. If you can use that early pick and not have to have a high pick on investment, somebody might jump on Dontrell Hilliard, but watch that backup situation carefully. Again, there's that potential for the drop-off, and it did happen last year. When you only play half games, really less than half, when you expanded the 17-game schedule, you have to look at that. But, yeah, Derrick Henry's still up there. Just be careful and don't draft him ahead of Jonathan Taylor. That's what I'm going to tell you. Everyone else, yeah, you can definitely look at Derrick Henry. It's not a big mistake, but make sure just like with any running back that you're putting a lot of investment in and high draft pick, as a feature guy, make sure you have a good backup plan. All right, there you have it. There's a look at the key running back question, looking at the 2022 Tennessee Titans. We do have a question at wide receiver. We'll get into that in our final segment here on the show. Before we do that, BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your betting needs. Find all your favorite sports and news at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. The games in the NFL are not here now, but they're going to get started. The Hall of Fame game, believe it or not, Jaguars-Raiders in Canton, Ohio, is next week. Some preseason action coming. Right now you have NFL futures, division winners, Super Bowl champs, awards. Those are all out there that you can check out. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sporting wagering information. From live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts, they have you covered. Head to BetOnline today or use a mobile device to learn more about the trends and action happening today. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, we will finish the show here looking at the key wide receiver question with the Tennessee Titans. Now, this is a very different looking Titans wide receiver core. You don't have A.J. Brown anymore. You remix this all together. You moved on some other veterans. Julio Jones, that experiment has ended. He's now with the Buccaneers. So interesting move there that that team made. But looking at what the Titans did, they went out and traded for Robert Woods. So the Rams moved on from Odell Beckham Jr. and also Woods and went out and got Allen Robinson to complement Cooper Kupp and Van Jefferson. You also had that big trade, A.J. Brown going to the Eagles, and the Titans went around, turned around, and used that pick on another guy that they really liked, a Deebo Samuel type to them, Treylon Burks. A little bit of A.J. Brown in him as well, so a first-round pick. So Woods and Burks are the top two guys on the depth chart. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine is your third receiver still. You also have Dez Fitzpatrick, so it really falls off. And Kyle Phillips and, oh yeah, one of our favorite names, Racy McMath. He's still on the depth chart as the receiver there, number six for the Titans. So, really, there's a big drop-off here. So, there's opportunity. There's a lot of vacated targets, we know, with Brown and Jones gone. But we also know this is not a high-volume passing team. We talked about that as Ryan Tannehill's not been a 4,000-yard passer in this system. So, what do you get now? You get a good kind of complimentary look at both these guys. Now, I will have to say none of these receivers are going high. Not a surprise there. Robert Woods has kind of lost his luster. He had that good setup, Bobby Trees with the Rams, and really produced and really emerged from his kind of void with the Bills to be very productive in fantasy football. But he had some injuries creep up last year. Some age is also happening with Robert Woods that you have to worry about. And you have Treylon Burks. Look at the rankings in a consensus where you go Fantasy Pros, ESPN, any site like that. You're looking at pretty close here. And Sporting News also. Like, it's hard to differentiate when you look at Robert Woods and Treylon Burks. But where do we go here? Who's got the upside? Who's got youth on their side here? Who seems to have a role that is going to have an immediate impact on this team? Who has that versatility who can give them a little extra in the running game? Who's a little bit bigger? You have to say it's Treylon Burks. Robert Woods is a fine receiver, but this is not the greatest offense here for him. And Ryan Tannehill, again, another reason to stay away from Tannehill, trying to develop chemistry with new receivers as they try to move on here. So very intriguing situation there with this wide receiver core. It presents some opportunity and possibility, but it also says, oh, no, we got to figure out these two guys. We're going to stretch and try to get wide receiver three value out of a Titan. And when we know A.J. Brown was a stud, we could have just gone all in on him as a wide receiver one. Now he's like that with the Eagles. Like, oh, yeah, he's a wide receiver one. But it leaves a mess with the Titans, doesn't it? So Robert Woods, again, I think has limited upside. Just the way this offense operates, it's not the Rams offense. It's not even the Bills offense he was once in early in his career. So limited success there. Go for the rookie with upside. I always say it. We talked about that when we broke down the Houston Texans. We went the rookie with upside, Damian Pierce. Do that again here with the Titans wide receiver core, Burks. Look, there was some disappointment with him in the draft. He didn't run as fast as some people wanted, but he has a new body style, big body. They can use him in different ways, line him up, get him in the red zone, which is a nice asset as well. Robert Woods wasn't a big scoring guy necessarily there for the Rams. He does a little bit of everything well, but some things that don't stand out in fantasy football. So I think the time of, again, Robert Woods being that reliable asset is over. Again, the one ranking I'm looking at, 42 for Woods, 45 for Burks. Not a question. Go with the Titans receiver with a lower value. And again, you might sneak out some wide receiver 3 value. That's about it. That would keep the expectations at that level here when I'm looking at the fantasy football value of the Titans wide receiver. And do we want to really go Nick Westbrook-Ikhine? Ugh. No, I don't think you can do that. He's flashed a little bit. I know he has some chemistry with Ryan Tannehill, but again, another reason to not invest too much in the Titans passing game at all in fantasy football, you know, either on the quarterback end or the receiving end in 2022. There you have it. There's a breakdown of your Titans here, and the latest team that we're breaking down here, and the last team from the AFC South. That means we will turn our attention to the AFC West and 4 teams left in our offseason breakdown. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. Now make your second listen to the Locked On NFL Podcast. Our national NFL experts and insiders keep fans dialed in with the biggest stories and latest news from around the league, because an offseason doesn't equal breaking the action. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer. This has been our look at the 2022 Tennessee Titans. On deck, we'll break down the 2022 Denver Broncos.